live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing.
Lots of time. Good afternoon, everybody. This is James Martinez with Cashflow. John is out for the day. Coming to you from Beverly Hills, California. Today is the big day, Super Tuesday. Everybody's hitting the polls, going out there and voting, I hope, for those of you that are out today. I'm sure we don't need to remind you who to vote for, because all of you know that listen to this particular broadcast and the rest of the broadcasters on this network which person to vote for, obviously, Ron Paul. We're watching everything on the TV as this goes. I know all of you are tuned into the radio and television and all of that, trying to determine what in the world is going to be coming up for us and how this gigantic show is going thus far. So today, what I'm going to do is I want to have you take a listen to a woman named Elizabeth Warren. She's a professor of economics at Harvard University. She appeared in a movie called Maxed Out, which I talked about at length and previously, because we interviewed the director, James Scurlock, many months ago regarding this particular picture. And Elizabeth Warren is a Harvard law professor that has gone on record stating in her particular appearance in this movie the total nonsense and completely undefinable non-English contract that most credit card companies use to enslave people, and how that works, and that she doesn't even understand it at all. But what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be playing a piece that she has on here on bankruptcy. And what I would like you to do is she's going to be talking about the emotional effects of this person, of this particular thing that she's witnessed over her career and dealing with finances, and just how exactly that goes deep, deep down into people's psyche as one of the major events in their lives. But the thing is, I want you to, when you listen to this, this is relevant because this is the bankruptcy of America. She will be talking about an individual's, what they do emotionally and how they handle that, and what bankruptcy means to them in terms of their self-esteem. Now, after I play this, obviously I want to get your comments on it, and also I want to reframe your thinking on this, because this is for people, and she's talking about people that didn't have a clue, that declared bankruptcy. She's not talking about specifically credit cards on here that she said specifically, because we can't even do that on credit cards anymore. She's talking about larger Chapter 13s, Chapter 11s, and so forth, and what that does. Of course, this is economics, and that credit cards can completely put you into bankruptcy into a different form if you're using it to run your business, and all these other things which people are juggling all the time. So the most important thing to hear, though, when you're listening to this, is her tone and temperament as she talks about the issue personally and how it does on a personal level. Because anybody that's listening to this broadcast that's got credit card debt, that's living day to day in that type of tough environment, enslavement, with your married, single, in school or whatever, nobody wants to talk about that. It's very difficult for people to bring up. And she's going to talk about that. I'm going to play that as soon as we get back after the break. Well, this is Cashflow. James Martinez. We'll be back right after this.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All righty, we're back. James Martinez with Cashflow. This is going to be Elizabeth Warren, Harvard professor on bankruptcy, came from the movie Maxed Out. Here we go.
I think people wait to file for bankruptcy because no one wants to declare himself or herself a loser in the great American economic game. In our most recent study, we interviewed more than 1,000 families who had filed for bankruptcy. And the pain that these people described as they talked about their bankruptcies. We talked to people who said, "Please don't use the word bankrupt. I just can't bear to hear it. Just if you could just call it the event." And we actually had to change our list of questions that we asked to try to avoid the word because it was so painful for people. We talked to a man, I remember, who was a Gulf War veteran who described when he filed for bankruptcy that he went in to the courthouse for his meeting with the trustee and he cried so hard that finally the trustee just had to stop the meeting and tell him to go out in the hall and compose himself. And he said, "I didn't cry when I watched people die, but I cried when I watched my old life die." And that's what's happening to people in bankruptcy. They discharge a lot of debt. Some of them, it's a chance to save their homes. In some cases, a chance to save their cars. In some cases, a chance to try to hang on to your place in the middle class. But for most of them, they recognize this is it. This is the official step that says I failed, and all that I tried to build for myself and my family is now gone. It's at risk. It's gone. I believe that most of the families who file for bankruptcy, that if you could interview them on their deathbeds and say, tell me the five things that were marking points in your lives, they probably mention when they got married, would probably mention when the first child was born. I guarantee they would mention when they filed for bankruptcy. It's a life event, and it's not a happy one.
Was there anything that surprised you?
I suppose it surprised me how hard these people struggled not to file for bankruptcy. How many reported that they did without food? How many didn't have prescriptions filled, didn't go to the doctor? How many had had utility shutoffs? These were middle-class people. These are people with college educations who at least once upon a time had had decent jobs, who had bought homes, who drove relatively late model cars, who built this sort of middle America dream. And it had fallen so far for them that they literally had lived in houses with no power on. They'd had their telephone shut off. They had no water for a period of time. One woman described finally admitting to her neighbor what had happened, and that they ran a garden hose from her neighbor's outside faucet up and through her kitchen window so they could have water to cook with and to pour into the toilet to be able to flush it until they could get enough money together to get the power turned back on. That was happening in middle-class suburbs. This isn't something that was happening in some housing project located in some inner city or some remote rural area. This was the sort of thing, as one woman described to me, the day that they filed for bankruptcy, she talked about driving down the street in her neighborhood and seeing all the houses and thinking, what's wrong with us? Why the failure here? And as she pulled up to her own house, looked at it, and said, you know, from the outside, you couldn't tell that it happened to us either. Bankruptcy's hidden. It's shameful. People don't want to describe it. They don't want to talk about it. People would rather talk about their sex lives and their trouble with their in-laws than to stand up and say publicly, I can't make it economically.
Okay. You've heard it there. Elizabeth Warren, Harvard Law professor. I am telling you right now, that was a report based upon her findings and her dealing with people with bankruptcy and economics from the film that was made called Maxed Out. Okay, those people that declared bankruptcy probably didn't know what you guys know. Don't know, they don't understand the money system, they got themselves in a complete bind, but more importantly, what I wanted to play that is because of what you heard, the trigger words of bankruptcy. There's such deep, deep, deep shame and depression and all sorts of things associated with people economically throughout the United States, and you heard right there from all the people that she's interviewed how devastating it is to an individual's self-esteem, their lifestyle, their dreams, their hopes, their things that they've wanted to achieve in their life. Okay, and this is relevant because the people that did all this and continue to do it are now running for public office. So it's important to reframe your thinking, reframe the way you perceive the issue, because it's never the problem's never the problem. The problem is the way you think about the problem is the problem. And if you think about it differently and access more possibilities and stuff that you can get out of that, like we do and discuss here, your lives will be much, much better. Okay, we got a call in Ohio. Don in Ohio, are you there?
I had a question. A while back, I helped out my brother pay off some debts, and then I got a knife in the back, basically, and I had to file for bankruptcy. Mm. And I don't remember what year it was, so I can count, what is it, 7 years after that fact that my it's supposed to be taken off my credit report. How do I find out what year it was? Because I cannot remember.
What you need to do is, first of all, find out if it is off your credit report. Then if you have the official court docket of when it was filed, you need to check that and reference it with not just one of the credit bureaus, but all three of them, because they all act like they don't know each other. So it may be on TRW, but it may not be on Equifax. And also, what I would suggest you do as well is, this is an issue for everybody that's declared bankruptcy. If you check the court docket for the amount that you declared bankruptcy, say it's $25,322.05. If it doesn't show that exactly on your credit reports, that's incorrect. It's incorrect information. And I've had known people that have gone back and looked at the amounts on there, found out if it's – first of all, it doesn't come off in 7 years, hardly ever. It comes off in like 10 because it's like cement on there most of the time. You can file a claim or sue the bureaus for misinformation on your credit reports, because that's one thing to report correctly, but there's another thing to report incorrectly. And since they're so advocating how brilliant and accurate they are, let's see it, put it to a test. So that's what I would suggest for you, Don.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right. Okay, so anybody that's like dealing with their credit reports, issues like that, most of the time the information that's on there is not accurate. I myself, back when I was completely ignorant, did the Chapter 7 on credit cards, and that thing stayed on there for 10 years. It was right during the last couple years that the egg was cracked over my head, so to speak, and I finally figured out, whoa, wait a minute. This is a total, absolute lie, and it was a big mistake for me to have done that. I didn't know any better. I was completely ignorant because I didn't have access to the information. It was all about accessing information. I didn't find it in school. I didn't find it anywhere. So I found through other channels, such as like this radio show and other things that we have, other educational tools. Okay, gentleman in Wisconsin, are you there? Hello, Guy in Wisconsin.
Hi, James.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, not too bad. I have a question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
Regarding credit card debt elimination, I'm looking at something that someone did, and they received a 1099-C for the amount that was adjusted off. Mm-hmm. Now, is that what they do? And this is income now?
It depends. It depends on how they did it. Because I know people have done it different ways. Some have done it on their own. Some have done it with companies. And then when they receive that, obviously, if they're getting a 1099 on an alleged debt that doesn't exist, it doesn't really make much sense to deal with it. Now, does it?
No, but I mean, I don't know. Did the government give these people, you know, the money, and now they're charging you, you know, tax on it? I don't know what.
Well, they're
what
trying
happened.
To, but I've had people receive those things. If you email me, I will send to you what I send to people that ask about that, because basically, if you're disputing and getting rid of credit card debt, you're doing it based on the sum that it doesn't exist.
Sure, there was an amount settled on. And, right. And you know, the amount that they wrote off, you know, is on this 1099.
Right. Okay, so if you email me, I will give you the it's basically a letter composed that I've used for other clients when that issue is something that they're worried about. I'm trying to go backwards on it. I'm like, why would you do a 1099 on something that doesn't exist?
Sure, like...
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, it's new to me. I've never heard of that happening, you know. I've listened to a lot of horror stories.
They can get you. They'll try anything, but as long as you put the burden of proof on the individual that's sending stuff like that to you,
right,
it goes away. Because here's the thing. I always tell people, never run from these guys. Never run. Don't speak to them over the phone, but don't run. Get right in their face and make them answer the questions. You know what I mean?
Sure, that would be with the bank that sent the statement, but what about the IRS that received the statement also?
Well, I wouldn't even acknowledge it, because they haven't done their research correctly at all.
Okay.
But we're going to a break here. Guy, if you want to hold on, we'll be right back. This is Cashflow, James Martinez. We'll be back right after this.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All righty, James Martinez, Cashflow, we're back. Is the other gentleman still on the line, or did he take off? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, James.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, no problem. What is your email?
GetDebtReliefNow@gmail.com.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. Take care.
All right. Okay, we got another caller, Diane in Pennsylvania. Hello. Are you there? Diane, hello.
Hey,
how are you?
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I had called a couple months ago. I originally started out with NAES, and I'm still finishing out with them. But I was listening to your bankruptcy clip that you had there, and I actually have a couple of things I wanted to comment on. I hope we have enough time. But I have a little book by a gentleman named Robert Camp. It's called The Big Money Book. And it was written in 1997 before the bankruptcy laws were changed. Excuse me, but I wanted to read something here, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
He was talking about how he was just consumed in debt, going through a divorce and trying to get off his feet, doing different things in his life. And he said a friend of his said to him, you know, there is no prison for debtors. He said that little statement held a lot of import to me. I had certainly been treating myself like a thief for having created debts that I was unable to pay back. I had created my own prison. I was already convicted, and I was very angry with myself for having created the situation. But I realized at that time that it really wasn't my job to keep all the cost accounting for every single business and personal relationship in my life. And I admitted that I had made a mistake and realized that I needed to forgive myself. Declaring bankruptcy is a way of just admitting I had made a mistake and asking to be forgiven. It was an exhilarating feeling, mostly just to realize that it is not a mortal sin to owe someone and not pay them back. I realized that the universe has a flawless accounting system already built into it. So I thought that was interesting. But I also wanted to say that in regards to bankruptcy, whenever someone, at least for me, whenever I hear of a corporation declaring bankruptcy, it's almost like it's a yahoo, we got away with it.
But when they open up shop down the street. They declare bankruptcy and then walk down the street and open some somewhere else.
Yeah, and they get publicity for it.
Right.
But whenever a person declares bankruptcy, the businesses and life itself...
In your mind.
And going hand in hand with the credit card issue, I'm doing very well. I mean, NAS and AES was sued, of course, but they are still servicing the clients they had that they before that. But something interesting happened last week. I got a certified letter. And like you said, never run away from it. And it was from a law firm debt collector, Wicker & Associates, for a Bank of America card or account.
Well, let me ask you, what state are they out of?
They are out of, let me look real quick here. They are out of, one place is in Arizona, and I think the other one's in Maryland. But they have.
They're not even in Pennsylvania.
No, they're not in Pennsylvania. And I looked down the little list of lawyers that they have. They're in a lot of states, but not in Pennsylvania. But the thing of it is, Bank of America, I had two cards with them, which I successfully dumped, I might add. But Bank of America, over the past few months, has sent me notices for six accounts. And I don't know where these other four numbers came from, but this certified letter that I got from Zwicker & Associates is for an account that I don't even have and never have had.
Okay. All right.
So that made me feel good to send them back a letter, cease communicate, you know, quit calling me, don't even write to me about that. So that made me feel really great to go to the post office yesterday and send that out.
That's good that you brought that up, because I always talk about that they send out these things in mass, because they sent that to you hoping you're ignorant enough. You're not even in the same jurisdiction as them. It's an alleged debt. They have no proof of it. It's been sold to them. They're not even in the same state as you. They send you a letter hoping that you're going to freak out by it and then start calling them, and they're not going to give you full disclosure that they actually they'd have to sue you in your state to even deal with that. So you know what to do with that. You send the third-party cease communication letter out and don't even answer any calls or do anything. Ignore them.
No, there's like 10 pages here in this letter, and you can't even understand it. And I'm going through it, and I looked at the number, and I pulled out my files, and it's like, wait a minute. I don't even have an account under this number. So that was really good.
Because it's the first of all, they're not going to be collecting on it anyway, and most of the time the original account numbers go through an evolutionary process. So by the time you go through a dispute process like you're doing, they change all the numbers around, because technically they have their own filing systems, and that's why they do that. But they still can't do anything anyway, because they're coming after somebody that's not even in the state that they can do business in.
Exactly. And
dirty collection trick.
Yeah, the first notice I got for a certified letter, I went and picked it up, and you know, like, oh my God, what's this going to be? I got to sign for something, and I'm afraid to open this up. It was from Household Bank. They're just apologizing me for all the trouble they caused me, and blah blah blah. They weren't going to call me anymore. They were dropping me off their books. It's really meant that they were just selling it to a debt collector. But the other thing I want to say, and I hope this is okay. I am a positive reinforcement person, not a negative reinforcement person. And I wanted to say I listened to the show every single day last week, and it was fabulous, and I loved it. And I'm sorry that John was sick, but I do have to say, and I have to say, that it was marvelous. I loved the way you took phone calls and you educate people with the knowledge that you've got from your almost a decade of professionalism in the field. And I hope you do more of that just through the whole system.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're a bulldog, and it's great.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll be back right after this break. This is Cash Flow with James Martinez. John is out for the day. We will be back right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All righty, good afternoon, James Martinez. We're back. Hopefully you've just joined us now. I wanted to go back a little bit and talk about Diane, who just called in with a law firm that's coming after her. This is very, very common, is law firms that are in the collection business, they can live in like a bush in Iowa and have a bar card and go after alleged debts, and basically what they're doing is trying to play on the ignorance of the public. She received a letter from a law firm that's outside of the jurisdiction of that particular law firm even doing business. So my thing is, when I've seen this over many years, is one, I teach people how to deal with that, but also I don't think, like, some of these law firms and these people that have gone to night school to get their bar card to do in the collection business to get a to be a lawyer, I don't think any of them really have – nobody's taken them on and said, hey, wait a minute. Isn't that kind of against – you know, I mean, personally, I would have already written into the bar and made complaints about that law firm. And if it were me, I know everybody's different, I would have already complained about that particular lawyer and set about arrangements to actually him losing his license for doing things like that, because it's one thing to – be in the collection business and follow the rules, which none of them very much do. But then there's another thing when you go out of your way and trick people into thinking that you have jurisdiction over them on an alleged debt when they really don't. Because I've seen this happen many, 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 many times. People completely freak out because they get a letter from a lawyer. They live in California, but the law firm's in Florida or something like that. It's very common, and the best way, again, once you understand it, is to not even fight back, just yield and turn around and flow with the go and go with the flow and realize that they can't really touch you. And it's all just misdirection to create anxiety and whatnot. This is like when I played that clip earlier, it was the reason why I wanted to play it is because she mentioned the emotional charge that's associated with this quote-unquote debt consciousness and bankruptcy. I've mentioned to countless people that have come in and that are interested in getting rid of all their alleged debt and going through CMS and Brad Daly's process that it's getting rid of it is the easy part. The difficult part, because people haven't done their homework, is how they're going to carry on their lives afterwards. How will they alter their consciousness and be in a cash and carry situation, not deal with the credit cards, not rely on credit cards to run their business? People have emailed me in, and some of them asked her, well, how do I get a secured credit card? And I can't live in the society if I don't have a credit card because I need to, you know, be able to rent a car or do this or do that. That's fine. It's fine to even have credit cards, but you run the risk of identity theft. You run the risk of bad stuff on your credit report that you don't even know about, even if you don't even use them, okay? There's all those issues at stake, especially identity theft, which a lot of people don't even have any idea how huge of an issue that is. I just personally had my accounts hacked into by an outside party through PayPal, and I think this is happening all over the country and small amounts all over because people don't realize fees associated with the banks, breaking into bank accounts. It's quite common. Managers are at the banks locally here in Southern California that I've spoken to don't even want to talk about it. They admit that it's an issue, but they don't even want to talk about it, let alone all the debt stuff and everything else, the policies having to do with credit cards and issuing them and full disclosure, et cetera, et cetera. So one of the things that I played that at the top of the hour for is one, to so you could hear from an authority figure that knows her stuff at Harvard how about deep, deep psychological impact this has on a person's physiology, health, family, self-esteem, everything. And all of that, once you know the rules of the game with the credit card game, that they don't actually loan you anything, you can lift that, liberate yourself, liberate your own spirit, and move forward. And that is the point of this broadcast, is to liberate the human spirit from the credit cards and banking issue and carry on in a much more suitable, healthy manner for yourself or your family or your business, whatever it is, because I keep seeing this over and over again. It's, like I said, it's never the problem. It's the way you think about the problem that's the problem, because most people are looping the same type of neural pathways over and over and over again when they hear the word credit card, debt, all those things. So what I'm proposing that all of the callers do, if you can recall, I know some of you are new, some of you have been listening for a while, instead of calling in and talking about your debt, I want you to call in and just change the cue a little bit there and call it your alleged debt. Okay? That's a big step for a lot of you because you've been programmed for so long to think it's a debt and it exists because you feel there's emotion behind it. There's, I don't have this when I should have this, and it has to do with money, and you tie it into yourself and your job and your self-worth and all that. Let's change the thing entirely and talk about your alleged debts. These are alleged debts. Burden of proof on the nature of these things goes to the banks, not you. Okay? Always alleged debts. I'm going to play this clip here that's relevant to this because the whole issue here is the way you think and how you think about these particular debts and how it relates to you in your life and what you need to do once you get out of this particular situation. This is a clip. I'll tell you who it is after we play this, but we're going to play it right now.
We notice that there are so many people who are living life in a very conditional way. They look out and they see things that are wonderful and they say, yes, we want more of those. We would vote for that. We would support that with our time and energy and money. But then they look out and they see things that they do not want, terrible things that they do not want to live and that they do not want to see others live. And they say, we've got to do something about getting rid of those things. But they don't realize that as they push against the unwanted, they add power to it. In this world, there is a war against poverty and a war against cancer and a war against teenage pregnancy and a war against terrorism and a war against violence and a war against terrorism. We mentioned that there's a war against terrorism, and all of this pushing against is only adding to, because you can't say no and make it go away. When you shout no, law of attraction is lining that up.
The reason that what you resist persists is because if you're resisting something, you're saying, no, I don't want this thing because it makes me feel this way, the way I'm feeling right now. So you're just putting out this really strong emotion of, wow, I really don't like this feeling, and it's there, and it just comes racing towards you.
You know, you see, that's a good point. That came from the movie The Secret. And the reason why I say that is because most people are so tied in emotionally to their credit cards that even if they got rid of it, they're still having old behavior issues with that, years and years of thinking like that. And then when it's time to move forward and they don't have any debt, then how do they survive? Because this is a whole new form of thinking when you're going cash and carry, when you're not tied in so much to the credit card set. I think we have Diane calling in again. Are you there, Diane?
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're there.
Okay.
Yes, I can hear you.
I remember there when I listened to you again, there was something I wanted to say, that if I had to do it over again, if knowing what I know now and if it was available to me then, I would have definitely gone with CMS, because, well, I love learning the education and that, how self-empowering that is. It's also pretty much for almost the same amount of money. Just handing it over to Brad Daly and his corporate or business to take care of all of that. And the other thing is that I'm cash and carry too. And it's amazing to me to know how much more money I have whenever I'm not charging it off, and what I can't afford and what I'm willing.
What's it been like when you take the cash and you go buy groceries?
Well, the cash feels good in my hand. The cash feels good in my hand, for one thing. It makes me proud of myself that I have it. It's just a real experience, you know, whereas having swiped the card, I always felt guilty. And it's like, okay, I used to use my American Express to pay for groceries because you just pay the thing off every month. And I'd be standing there adding it up in my head. Okay, how much am I going to have to pay off next month, and what can I get by for gasoline this month, and blah, 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 blah. And I don't do that anymore. I mean, it's just nice to pay for it and take it home and know this is what I have, and tomorrow's another day. If I need something, I can certainly go out and get it. I don't have to spend beyond my means. And I'm going to be 51 years old. I told my daughter, I said, you know what? If I'd have known the credit card industry ran the way it does run, I would have spent my credit cards a whole lot wiser, knowing that the money was mine in the first place. I said I would have gone out and bought a car or something like that. You know?
Right.
I went and bought junk. I went and bought stuff that I don't need and piled up my life with crap, you know?
Okay.
Really. I mean, really.
A big pile of crap.
Well, okay. You know, and you aren't going to hear me saying this too often, but women have a tendency to do that. You know, there's shoes, there's purse, and all that kind of stuff, and... You know, there's only so many days you have in your whole life. How many pairs of shoes are you going to be able to wear before they put you in the ground or put you in the incinerator? I mean, really, come on, you know? So
new budgeting based upon new economic ways of spending, right?
Yeah, and it's a good feeling to know that, you know, I never felt guilty when I started the dumping the credit card issue. What it was for me was... is this going to work? Is it real? And whenever I just dove in and accepted it unconditionally that, yeah, it is real, the system, these people have been dumping their credit cards for years and successfully, and certainly businesses and people who have a whole lot more alleged debt than I ever had, hundreds of thousands, and they did it, then certainly why couldn't I do it?
If they can do it, you can do it.
If they can do it, I can do it, and, you know...
Good enough for them, it's good enough for you.
Well, life is meant to be lived. Life isn't meant to wake up and, you know, feel drudgery, hear the Wizard of Oz, do-wee-do-do-do sort of tune running
right
through your head all day long, you know? So, exactly. I mean, if anybody's out there wondering, one, if they can afford it, if you have room on your credit card, certainly put it on there and do it. Save up to afford it if you have to. It's worth your while. Your life
so
is going to be
changed
all...
your life. Your life is quite different now. Yeah.
Oh, my life is fantastic. You know, it is.
Right.
And it feels good to use the cash. So, but I forgot to mention all that, and I'm sorry for bugging you. But
no, not a problem. Not
go
a problem.
On with your show. You're great. Okay.
All right. Thanks so much. All right. Okay, you heard it there. Bye-bye. You heard it right there. There's somebody who's completely changed their life. They're thinking completely differently now. They're following the rules. She's probably got a complete, total, different form of budgeting on what she wants, how she conducts her life, everything else. And that's what everybody needs to do when they go through this program. Post it. Getting rid of it, that's easy. That's the easy part. What you're going to do after, that's the more difficult part. And I want to make sure that everybody, they're thinking differently, not thinking the same. Because if you think the same, you're going to get the same garbage that you had before. Because it's very easy. All the commercials that are running, the entire nature of economics is to entice you, pull you in, and make you think that you're going to be saving money by using the card. You know, everybody that's worked in retail knows, quite a few of them know that, well, you give you 20% off if you get, do you have this credit card? Do you want to apply for this credit card? Give you 25% off your first purchase, blah, 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 blah. And it sounds great and everything, but by the time you get it and you got the 25% off or whatever, here you have another credit card, another issue on your credit reports to worry about whether it's accurate information, and you have to deal with all these fees and everything else by being in a situation where everything is paid for tomorrow. And you don't want to pay for things tomorrow. You want to pay for things now, immediately, right when you have them, like right when Diane was talking about spending for groceries. The good part about it is once you've paid for it, it's over. You walk out the door and you don't have to worry about what's happening tomorrow because you just paid for it now. You're in the present. Because part of the problem with the credit cards is it's all about future. Well, what's coming tomorrow? Like, well, we'll take care of it tomorrow. So it distorts everybody's reality of what they're going to be able to make tomorrow. You pay $200 at the, you know, you go down Beverly Hills, you buy some shoes, you get some stuff, put it on your card, then the bill's coming. And then it creates tension because you know you've got to manifest that, or you've got to make sure that you have enough money to spend it. And most people, when they're using their credit cards, it's because they don't want to spend the cash. They want to pay for it tomorrow. Oh, it'll be there. Everybody's done that one. Don't worry about it. You'll make it back. And none of that ever happens because it creates a cyclical effect. The interest is there and all the things associated with maintaining your credit report. I don't know if any of you have seen the new commercials that are running out now on freecreditreport.com. They're totally engineered for the youth of today, and they're basically guilt-tripping the youth of today that if you don't have a great credit report, you're not successful in life, you're not going to get a hot date, you're going to drive a crappy car, you're a loser. You're in the loser's lounge if your credit report is not set up right. Now, I don't know anybody in high school or college that said to me, your value of who you are and who your spirit is and everything else is what's on your credit card. It's crazy, that indoctrination. Okay, we got Bruce in Canada. Are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad, James. Not too bad. Listen, if I could make a couple of points, please.
Sure.
I've had a business go down and got very sick and had to declare bankruptcy and lost my home and everything in the early 90s, and I never really recovered from it. And what I'd like to tell people is that at first... it was a disgrace. I'm a failure and all this sort of stuff. And it was like a really bad scene emotionally. But as time went on, I came to realize that I was, what had happened to me was business, or what had happened to me was like beyond my control. I was out there fighting every day to try and make things happen, and it just didn't work. And it was a matter of survival. I got caught in a real bad recession. And I was in the real estate business at the time, and you know, like what's going on now, only I went through it in the early 90s. Anyway, to make a long story short, there's a I guess it's a parable or a proverb that Christ spoke, that he says, unless you become like little children again, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. And to me, that always strikes me as what happens to people when they get through this process. It's like a rebirth, because you have to go back to finding out the simple things in life to get enjoyment from, instead of having to look to money all the time.
Right.
And
that's right.
The value of a conversation with a friend, or, you know, a cup of coffee with people, or just, like, you just start to, I know it sounds dumb, but if you can get your life managed where your survival is taken care of and you've got cash in your hand and you get used to it, it's a discipline. But you start to find out that you're getting out of this thing, this consumer headspace that you've been hypnotized into, and you start to find things about yourself. It's almost like a spiritual process takes place.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more.
That's yeah. Right. So that's kind of like what I wanted to say. And the other thing is like, you know, when you were saying just a minute ago, I missed part of it because I was coming on the air with you, about kids in high school and college, that their self-identity is not wrapped up in a credit card. Well, very quickly, is like, they gave my niece, when she was 18, $2,000 worth of credit. She'd never had a job in her life.
Okay.
Right,
Bruce, can you hang on? We're going to go for a break. Can you stand?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
All right. Well, this is James Martinez, Cashflow. We'll be back right after this break.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, it's James Martinez. We're back. Bruce, are you still there?
Yeah, still here, James. Anyway, my point before the break was, my niece, this was back in the 70s, she had just gone into her first year of university, just come out of high school, bang, $2,000 worth of credit on a credit card, mm-hmm. on a Visa. And, you know, I mean, these kids, they just hand it to them. Something else, if I could just make
like
another...
candy.
Yeah, it's like candy. Here's a couple of grand, right? You know, go ahead.
Yeah.
But one other thing is if you're in financial trouble, and I have a little bit of experience with this, so I know what I'm talking about when I say this. Up here in Canada, and I expect it might be the same down in some of the states, if not all of them, if you have a bill collector call you from a collection agency, here in Canada, it is against the law, at least in Ontario it is, it's against the law for them to talk to anybody else except the principal debtor, the person who has the debt, or a party who is signed on as a guarantor, a party to the debt. So, for example, if you're having them call you up at home and talking to your wife, your spouse, and they're not on the debt, they're not allowed to do that. Or calling your work and talking to your employer or something, they're not allowed to do that
right.
either.
Right.
And you can go after them for these types of things. So I agree with you, James. People need to stop living in fear of collection agents because they're brutal, number one. And they can be anyway. And number two is that once you get out from underneath all of this, you'll find your whole life starts to change. And there's some adjustment, as I said earlier, you know, that goes with it. But once you get settled into the whole thing, and if you're worried about you're going to be broke and not have anything, I just read an article or listened to a show earlier, not an article, but did you know that the U.S. Mint is out of silver? And they're not minting anymore for 2008. That's just come out today. So you folks, you can go and buy silver from Republic Broadcasting, okay? And you can get it like right now. The spot $16 and change, and there'll be a fee on it, not too big. And anybody can afford, you know, $20 or whatever you buy an ounce of silver, and just try and buy some as you go along, and just tuck it away, and it'll look after you, and you can start to rebuild yourself like that, just with that simple little thing.
Yeah, use that as the marking point, the beginning of your life. Absolutely.
You know, so it's, you know. Anyway, right, I just thought I'd pass that little bit of wisdom today, sir.
All right, man. Thanks,
Bruce. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right, everybody. We're at the final couple minutes here with cash flow. If you're in credit card debt, school loans, all unsecured debts, charge cards, issues of that nature, you may email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Or if you would like to hear Brad Daly's overview on how the program works, you may dial 888-213-7655. Again, it's 888-213-7655. What you'll hear is it's about a 12-minute overview, explains the program, explains what it is. If you want further information after you've listened to that, you can directly email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail. I will send you out some information. If you have specific questions or you need to speak with me directly, you may do so either by leaving your phone number in the email, or you may dial here direct, 877-331-0626. The key here, everybody, is just like the other caller mentioned, you need, once you've cleared out all this stuff, well, that's the easy part. A lot of you are going, whoa, you're all freaked out about that because you don't believe it. But once you're out of it, then you need to start building in a new way. In a jungle which is telling you to do it their way, don't buy it, do it your way. Create the life that you want, cash and carry. That is the way to do it. All right, everybody, this is James Martinez, Cashflow. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, for calling. Much appreciated. See you all soon.